Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 59. This will be broadcasted on Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Before I begin discussing today's topic, I just want to make a note that on each and every of my podcast episodes, you'll see a link that states support the show today. And when you click on the link, it leads to my Venmo page. And just for verification, my Venmo ID is Xena Romanova. So thank you all very much for tuning in, subscribing, supporting the show. So tips are greatly appreciated. All right, today's topic, journal entries. Let's see, on the 5th of May, 2 days ago, it was my birthday. It decided to rain on my birthday, but I didn't let that stop me from going out and having a good time. I went to the Met, had dinner at an Italian restaurant in the Upper East Side, and then went home, watched movies, ate cake, relaxed some more. So, yeah, and I'm in my early 40s, and it was a great birthday, and thank you all very much for the birthday wishes and messages. And had various people on the social media pages wishing a happy birthday. So thank you all very much for that. And let's see. So journal. So just want to make a note that there's a misconception that a dominatrix only spends time in the dungeon, only wears fetish attire, has sessions all the time, and that misconception is not true. I mean, sure, it's a great time in the dungeon. It's a great feeling dressing up in latex and leather and cat suits and whatnot, but I'm not in the dungeon all the time. And when I get requests like, oh, can I see you in 1 hour? It's like, no, you may not. Yeah, I need more time notice to get ready to prepare for the session. And also, I have a life outside of the dungeon where whether it's I work on my writing, I work on my photography, I enjoy nature that New York City has to offer. I walk around a lot, I get my exercise. And then when I go to the dungeon, I just prepare, mentally prepare, physically prepare. And I have a routine for that. I do deep breathing. I learn about the slave's interests, his or her limits, prepare all the toys, all the bondage items and whatnot. And it doesn't like take 15 minutes or 20 minutes to prepare for a session. Like I like to prepare like an hour beforehand, and then I get into the session, and then when the session is over, I have like this afterglow. Like I feel euphoric. I feel like it's a very excellent feeling that I have as well as the slave. And after the session, then I clean up, then I, it takes a lot of time to clean up as well. So, for those who want a session within like 15 minutes or half an hour, it's not going to happen. So I have protocols. So every dominatrix has a protocol. Like some people require 24-hour notice, 48-hour notice. Sometimes people are available the same day notice. And for those who are seeking a dominatrix, I would advise for you to read the dominatrix's website to get an understanding on what they offer and what they do not offer, and follow their protocol. Yeah, so like I was saying, I've been working on my writings. I'm working on another book, and the first book called Xena Life as a Dominatrix I published in 2020. I published that, self-published on Amazon. It's available paperback and Kindle version. So I'm working on another book. I'm not sure when that will be published. So my focus is on that as well. So I've been working on my journal, and also I created a Substack page. It's Substack is a website where people add their journals, add their photography, and whatnot. So I've been working on that. So I want to read a journal entry. I haven't added on Substack yet, but I'll read it to you all right now. Let's see. 2001. 2001 at a dungeon that I would attend on a semi-regular basis. The dungeon was somewhere in the West Loop in Chicago. It was located in a warehouse. The last time I was in the West Loop, I remembered the rave parties and the dungeons I would attend in the early 2000s. And actually, the last time I was in the West Loop, I want to say it was August of 2023, and it was totally different from what I remembered. Back then, it was a gritty neighborhood, and now the neighborhood is very different, very unrecognizable, filled with upscale restaurants, tech companies, etc. So, back to the dungeon. I loved dressing up and observing different play scenes. I'd engage in play most of the time. What I also loved when I would attend, learning from other fellow masters and mistresses. And attending these parties really felt underground, taboo, avant-garde. Some of the mistresses that would attend, they were more so lifestyle mistresses. And they would always wear leather, and they would always be with a slave or two. And the masters, they were all always dressed in leather, and they were always eager to teach as well. And I remember a couple of them, and then some other people. It was just all a blur, and most of them were regulars. It felt like a one big happy family. And when I would attend, I was 19 years old, and I would try to make sure that I looked older and not looked like a 19-year-old, although everybody was at least in their 30s or 40s or 50s. So I was pretty much the youngest one there. But I was always eager to learn and always watching and always participating. And I was very adventurous. I still am, but it's been a while since I've attended a dungeon party. Another journal entry I haven't added yet. This photographer by the name of Fernando Castell, in 2002, I would have him photograph me back then. And his photo studio was located in Pilsen. And Pilsen is on the south side of Chicago. And on the south side, it was a totally different world for me because I was forever a north sider. And basically, I would work with him to update my website with new photos, and I loved his work. His work was more so on the gothic side, darker side, and a lot of pics he shot were NSFW, not safe for work. So I would not post a lot of the work on Facebook, because Facebook has this little rule, like, oh, God forbid, if there's any type of nudity, God forbid, you get shut down on Facebook, or they don't like bondage content, no nipples, nothing like that on Facebook. But Twitter, X, you could share that type of content. About the commute to the South Side. I never traveled to the South Side. And then, little did I know, I ended up living in Pilsen for 11 years. And it was one of the most artsy neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. Currently, I think about the neighborhood quite often, and sometimes the neighborhood of Pilsen pops up in my dreams. And yeah, I kind of miss that neighborhood. Sometimes I miss Chicago, and sometimes I'm like, okay, Chicago's there. It's a 90-minute flight there, or 2 hours, depending on the. Usually it takes me really quick to get to Chicago. So, yeah. And the slaves that live in Chicago that would see me in Chicago, they would always ask me, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? There's no scene in Chicago. It's like, okay, well, you could create your own scene. You could, get to know people and create your own community. I mean, that's an option. But it is a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time. It doesn't happen overnight. So getting a network of people together and network and socialize and then have a party. Another journal entry. Let's see. I have not added this on my Substack page quite yet, so I'll tell it to you all today. On let's see, January 2024, I played with a newbie, and random questions I've received recently from random individuals. Do you play with newbies? Yes, I do. One other question. You've been doing this since 2001. You look so young. Well, a healthy diet, exercise, taking care of your skin, not consuming alcohol, no drugs, no smoking, drinking lots of water, having a good night rest, that all does the trick. Another question. I'm very nervous before a session. Well, it's okay to be nervous if someone is very nervous before a session. I personally have the person, the slave, take a nice deep breath or meditate beforehand for a good minute or two. And then after the deep breathing exercising, then they're okay. And I recommend meditation, deep breathing every day for at least a minute or two, or five, or 10, just sitting on the floor, crossing your legs, palms up, closing your eyes, just deep breath. Just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just take deep breaths, nice and slow. And then, then you open your eyes and then you continue the day. And I recommend meditation when you wake up, or even, on your lunch break or at nighttime, whenever you want. It's up to you. But meditation, it really calms the nerves, what I'm trying to say, and it's also stress relieving as well. So give it a shot. Try it out once or twice or three times or every day. It's up to you. Another question, let's see, will you give me a safe word? Well, the answer is the safe word isn't no. Don't say no, mistress. The safe word is mercy or red. There's another question. Do you enjoy what you do? Well, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't enjoy it. This is very important. Enjoy what you do. If you don't enjoy what you do, then what the hell is the point? Another question. Do you do this all the time? The answer is no. I chose not to play every day so I can work on my other projects and so I wouldn't feel like I'm burning out. And that is such a thing when you, I want to say in 2007, 2008, I really felt burnt out because I was seeing people every day and then sometimes seeing multiple people every day. So that was taking a toll. And I'm like, I'm not having time for my family or friends. I gotta have, social time as well. Time outside of the dungeon. So, but currently I don't play every day. That's the answer. Another question, do you see anyone? Well, as long as the person is over the age of 21, respectful, eager to learn, eager to play, and as long as we are compatible. So compatibility is very important, communication is very important, and if somebody is into, let's say, needle play, I don't do needle play. Or if somebody is into a service, like a sexual service that I clearly do not offer, that it clearly states on my website that I don't offer sexual services and they're into that, it's like, no, I'm not going to cater to your need for that. And you have to read my website to get an understanding what I offer and what I don't offer. And what I don't offer is sexual services. And it's not, nope, not what I do. So, all right, back to my Substack page. So I wrote a, let's see here, I wrote a poem called Staring in the Tub. Let's see if I could get this post. Okay. So I've been also, little did I know, I would ever write poetry. And it, one day it just kind of came to me. I'm like, ah, let me try it. Let me give it a shot. Because why the hell not? And also, I'm not good at drawing or drawing, but I would be curious to draw again and to improve on drawing. Painting, I don't really paint, but I would be up for painting. I mean, I just like art. It's just very therapeutic for me. It's a way to express myself is through my art. So poetry is a form of art. So I wrote this in April of 2024. Staring in the tub. I don't remember my bubble baths when I was a child. What I was told was that I absolutely loved having a bath, playing with my rubber ducks, playing with the bubbles. When I would sit in the tub for a long time, my skin would wrinkle. I'd look and wonder, what is happening? My mom would assure me that it was normal. I would help my mom do the dishes, and sometimes my hands would wrinkle because it took me a long time to do the dishes. Tonight, I decided to take a bath. I've been taking baths on a semi-regular basis. It helps calm me down. It helps lowers my stress. I add this lavender liquid that forms bubbles in the bathtub. As I'm sitting in the bathtub, I'm looking down at these bubbles, reminded of my childhood, reminded of how much I miss my mom. I am looking down at these bubbles, trying to see my reflection in the water. All I see is bubbles. Most of my adult life, I wouldn't take baths until recent. So I just wrote that out of the bloom, just. And taking baths are just really nice. It's just like I would take showers every day, and then I'm like, one day I'm like, I have this lavender stuff, and lavender smells very nice, so let me take a bath. So let's see, another poem I wrote on my Substack page. I'll read it to you now, called The End Train. I wrote this in March of 2024. The N train on a speeding subway train underground, palms sweating, observing my surroundings. Everyone around me is looking down at their cell phones, texting, watching a movie, listening to music, or playing games. One guy is tapping away, another guy is bopping his head. Looks like he's listening to hip hop or heavy metal. As I'm observing, I'm hoping to get off this train very soon, since I have no control. I have to trust the conductor to get his passengers from point A to point B. The sixth train transferred to the sixth train, headed downtown. I can't help to notice the woman sitting across from me, lip syncing to whatever music she's listening to. She's beautiful. I bet if she sang out loud, it would be beautiful. She resembles the mysterious woman that popped up in yesterday's dream. It was quite a sexual dream. I chose not to reveal. It was a very naughty dream. I noticed the man next to her, looking quite awkward, glancing at her beauty. I noticed his wedding ring, and I noticed he has a tight grip of his bag. Then all of a sudden a man enters the train car, blurbing out loud, "Can someone help me? A nickel, a dime, water, food, whatever." I feel terrible for him. And all of a sudden the woman sitting next to me is either rapping or talking to herself, looking across her way, stating out loud, "You better run, I can kill you, I don't want to kill anybody." Now I'm thinking, thank God my stop has arrived. The Bleecker Street stop, that is. So the New York City train system is, it's very, very interesting. And personally, I don't listen to headphones. I don't listen to music while I'm on my train. I want to be alert of my surroundings. And I try not to stare at my phone. I just glance at it here and there. But a lot of the times I just have my phone away and I just want to be aware of my surroundings because, you know, you might have a woman, you know, next to you shouting, "I'm going to kill somebody." It's like, ooh, you know, she was in a very bad mood. So what was going on in my mind when she was saying that, I thought in my mind, should I get up? Should I sit here? But the train was so crowded, I couldn't maneuver around. But I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here patiently and see what happens. And she was just having a conversation with herself. Yeah, and that was that. So all types of people that are on the New York City train. And yeah, but I enjoy taking the train and Ubers, but the train is very, it's a sociological experiment, really, and I get inspired to ride on the train, like this particular poem I wrote while I was sitting on the train, because I'm like, okay, I have nothing else to do to get by the time, and let me write this poem. So I did. So when my new book will be out, I'm not sure. It's going to take some time. These things take time. And those who have a story, I encourage you to write. I encourage you to get your pen, get your notebook, start writing your thoughts, writing your dreams. Dream journals are such a thing, believe it or not. Or writing about everyday life or your life or whatnot. If you're inspired to write, you know, get to it. Write. It's great. It's a form of art. Writing is a form of art, I would say. Not all writing is good. Not all writing is bad. And yeah, when I worked on my first book, it took me 5 years to write. And I published it during the pandemic, and it's still on Amazon, and I'm just very proud that I wrote a book, and it's over 300 pages. It was a lot of, let's see, the book Xena Life is a Dominatrix. I mean, it involves a lot of topics from my childhood to teenage years to entering the BDSM world, to giving slaves advice, mistresses advice, discussing different fetishes and what have you. So, yeah, and there's other different fetish and BDSM books on Amazon to check out as well, to educate yourself on the wonderful world of BDSM. So I encourage you all to learn about it if you're curious to learn about BDSM and fetish. And it was great to talk about this specific podcast episode of journal entries. So, yeah, journaling is great. Get your thoughts down. It's therapeutic. It's great. And, yeah. Who gives a fuck what people think what your writing is really as well? If you're worried about that, if you're worried about like, oh, nobody's gonna like this, who gives a fuck? It's your life, it's what you wrote. It could be fiction, it could be nonfiction, whatever you choose. All right, so that concludes today's topic of episode 58, 59, episode 59, Xena Life is a Dominatrix, journal entries. And again, tips are greatly appreciated, and thank you all very much for subscribing, tuning in, spread the word, and you all have a wonderful day.